Gee, let's see. So they went ahead and they spooned out the food. You said, you could say, go ahead and help yourself.
Go ahead and help yourself and eat your supper.
Right. What if he didn't want any? He passed him the turnips and he didn't want any. What might he say?
What might he say? He might say, well, I can't eat them, doctor. I'm on the diet. The doctor told me not to eat these things. Now, that's him. I know right now, ladies, they're going to eat them because the doctor told them. Well, they keep that down to my table and I got down to bring. So I offer them to her, pass them to her.
And that's probably what she said. The doctor said not to eat them, huh?
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't take them.
Uh-huh. Well, what if the doctor hadn't said anything about it, but she just didn't like them? Then what do you think she'd say?
Well, I'd pass them to her, and if she didn't like them, she could hand them on to the next.
Do you think she'd say anything or just pass
on? I don't think she'd say anything. Did you? Would you?
I sure wouldn't say I don't like them.
That's right.
But I might say, no.
Don't care for them.
That's right.
Don't care for them.
So now you've got leftovers. What are you going to do with them? Now, let's see.
Well, that's what we got left over, but old fucking wife always put it in some of the rat put it in plastic bags or put in dishes. She'll put that plastic over them, put them in the hot pot. And then probably we'll eat them, probably we won't. Most of the time we don't, the dog gets it.
Yeah,
we don't never eat it, we don't never. But she'll put it up. 9 times out of 10, we don't eat it. The dog gets it.
Uh-huh. What do you call it when after it's been put away?
I said, what are you going to do with this leftover food? Give it to the pup.
Mm-hmm.
Soup, then we got a dog. My name's Super Sale.
Is that that little black one?
Super Sale.
It's a cute dog.
Oh, he likes to play with me. I play with him. And he eats, but he likes to play with him sometimes, so I go 2 or 3 days and I don't play with him. But he likes to play with him. He's rotten,
right? You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew on it.
I told you some of these questions are a little odd.
Let me tell you something. Now you're talking about turnip greens. Way back me and wife was young. So this young couple too, that's been bad. I said, yeah, we had these. So they killed off. They wanted us to come up and help them and be with them and eat that. And so they had turnip greens for them. And I took some of them and I put a funnel of them in my mouth. Killed down on them, I had a cocoa bar.
Oh!
My God.
They were really well washed, weren't
you? Boy, I worked. I didn't know what to do.
What did you do?
I kept fooling around and started pitfall, yeah. And I kept, I don't know, walnuts hanging around and one thing like that. I happened to get it down in my coat pocket and win it. But that's the worst thing ever I got into at somebody's table, man. Pretty nice folks, too.
I bet you think about that every time you have
to. Yeah, every time I see some of them, I think about it.
What is a dish made out of boiled Indian meal and some other kind of liquid? Did you ever hear such a thing?
I never did. You got me now.
Pudding that's made from cornmeal and water.
What is it made from corn?
What is it called? A kind of pudding made from cornmeal and water.
Cornbread.
Yep. I would call it Indian pudding.
Yeah. Huh?
We used to have Indian pudding. I didn't know what it was made of, but we used to have hot Indian pudding and put ice cream in the middle of it.
Cornbread?
No, but it's made like cornbread.
Oh,
but it's warm. I don't know what how it's made.
And you put ice cream in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, what's it called?
What kind of a garden do you have out here?
I don't have it.
Thought you had a garden out here.
I did last year. I'm going to have one this time somewhere.
What kind of a garden is it?
What I'm planting. What will it be?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have beans and I'll have turnip salad and no kookaburra.
Well, you wouldn't call it a cotton garden.
No,
you'd
no.
Call it a...
I wouldn't call it a cotton patch or a cotton, just a good old garden place. I'll have corn, I'll have that much stuff. I'll have beans. We got beans now. I expect 30 cans. We canned out of my garden last year.
So corn and turnips and beans and all that, so all of those things put together make some, they aren't fruits, they're
vegetables.
It's a vegetable garden, right?
Yeah, that's right.